Brother gave us a very good summary.
弟兄给我们做一个很好的总结。
And I want to read a verse from Acts to you.
我想读一段使徒行传里面的经节。
This is in Acts 1.
就是在使徒行传第一章。
You know what's the title subject of the Acts?
你知道这个使徒行传的这个标题刚。
If you have your Bible, I will read it to you.
请把圣经拿出来，我们来读一读。
The propagation of the resurrected Christ in his ascension by the Spirit through the disciples for the producing of the churches, the kingdom of God.
复活的基督在升天里凭着那灵借着门徒为着产生众召会神国的复的繁殖。
You know, in the four Gospels, of course, we have the incarnate, God incarnated as a man,and carry out his earthly ministry.
那我们在四福音书里面看到神成了人来执行他在地上的指示。
And through this incarnation brought the infinite God into the finite man.
在这个成肉体的里面把这个永远的无限的神变得做到那个有限的人里面。
And through his human living,
借着他的人性生活
He make a pattern of what the normal human living should be.
他给我们树立了一个正常人性生活的榜样
It's actually a prototype of a God-man living on the earth.
就是这个神人在地上生活的一个原型
And then he accomplished the judicial redemption.
然后他完成了这个法理的救赎
He through his death and the resurrection and ascension.
借着他的死复活和升天
and in that he became the life-giving spirit
在那个里面他就成了那赐生命的灵
and we'll know that there's a record in some of the gospels he ascended to the heavens to the third heavens to sit on the throne to sit on the throne
我们在福音书里面看到说主他复活到第三层天里面然后并且坐在宝座上
of course his ministry is not finished
当然他的执事还没有完成
and he continued his heavenly ministry
那他现在他在继续他属天的执事
and what is he doing in his ascension in his heavenly ministry
在他升天里面在他属天上的执事里面
and actually in here is the propagation himself
他其实他是在繁殖他自己
and then how does he propagate himself
那他是如何来繁殖他自己呢
It's through his disciples
他就是借着他的使徒
by indwelling in them as their life
就借着住在他们里面做他们的生命
and even in Acts I mean in Matthew and many other books and then he charged them for example in Matthew 28
甚至在比如说像马太福音里面主吩咐他们在28章主吩咐他们
It's all the seven, all the authority that were given to me in heaven on the earth.
天上地上地下的天上地上的一切权柄都赐给我了。
And with the authority, he said, therefore go.
借着这个带着这个权柄，你们要去。
And the disciple the nations.
使万民做主的门徒。
And teach them that everything I've spoken to you.
教导他，凡我所教导你们的，要教导他们。
And to make them my disciples.
把他们做成我的门徒。
And baptize them into the triune God.
并且把他们进到三一神里面。
But of course, in Acts, in this verse, it says, you know, Acts beginning with that he spent 40 days with them.
当然在使徒行传里面，他说这里开始的时候，他说主与他们一同在一起四十天。
But then before he left them to be ascended to the heaven.
在他升天之前呢
And verse 8 says
第八节说到
But you shall receive power
那你们必得着能力
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you
当圣灵降在你们身上
And you shall be my witnesses
你们要在耶路撒冷犹太
Both in Jerusalem
在耶路撒冷犹太全地
And in Judea
犹太全地
and in Samaria
撒玛利亚
and unto the outermost part of the earth
是直到地底地极做我的见证人
so the Lord's charge to them is this
主对他们的吩咐就是
all of you
你们所有的人
You should be my witnesses.
你们要去做我的见证人。
And start from where you are.
从你所在的地方开始。
That was in Jerusalem.
就是从耶路撒冷。
And then you should spread out.
然后你要出去。
And continue onto Judea.
直到这个犹太全地。
The land of Israel there.
就是当时的以色列地。
And continue to Samaria.
甚至去到撒玛利亚。
Further out.
甚至再出去。
And all the way onto the outermost part of the earth.
一直到地极。
And actually, disciples.Did receive this charge.
事实上这个使徒们也接受了这个嘱咐。
Actually, Paul in his writing he says, I desire to go to the utmost part of the earth. At that time, the Roman Empire reached to the end of the earth, that was Spain.
那个时候保罗在他的书子里面其实他也写到，他说我宁愿要，我现在要为主去到地极。当时的罗马帝国对他们来说地极就是西班牙。
And after that, you went through the ocean, they don't know.That's the end of the earth.
那个然后完了之后他们就是这个大海，他们就觉
得那是世界的中
地极了。
You know, we need to preach the gospel as Lord's witnesses.
但是我们知道我们要作为主的见证人去传福音。
Because the Lord's testimony has to cover everybody.
因为主的见证要恢复所有人。
So this is not that we need to be saved.
不只是说我们自己要被得救，要得
救。As we experience the Lord, we have to propagate him.
我们要向主说，我们需要繁增。
And not only to our neighbors, like a brother said, of our relatives.
不只说像弟兄刚才见证的，是我们的邻居，我们的亲人。
We have to witness the Lord unto the utmost part of the earth.
我们甚至要直到地极来见证主。
And that's why today we have many, many of the Lord's move.
所以今天我们在地上有主很多的行动。
And there's the Lord's move in Europe.
主在欧洲的行动。
Right now, there's a burden for Germany.
现在我们有对德国非常有负担。
And the Lord's move in Asia.
主在亚洲的行动。
And certainly, there's a Lord's move in South America, in North America, in Africa, in all the earth.
是我们在南美、北美、甚至在非洲，我们全地我们都有主的行动。
But this propagation,
这些扩增
is not just a work or campaign.
不只是说一个工作或者是一个运动
，but it's a spreading out of the very organism of God Himself.
而是神这个生机体的扩展、
Actually,
蔓延。
You may say this is the spreading that the unique vine tree that the Father has planted.
你可以说这是父所栽培的那个唯独一的葡萄树的蔓延。
That is in John 15.
就是在
there's a one vine tree.
就是在我们在约翰十五章里面讲到的那个独一的葡萄树。
The vine tree.
你看这个葡萄树。
It's a grape. It's a vine.
就是那个藤蔓。
Yeah, the vines is what for spreading.
这个藤蔓它的就是特点就是要往上面扩展。
It's not going vertical up.
它不是说一直想，它不是往向上长。
But actually, it's spreading out.
它是一个蔓延性的。
By what?
怎么样来蔓延呢?
By the increase of the branches.
就是借着它的枝子的扩增而蔓延。
So the Lord says, I am the true vine.
主说我是真葡萄树。
My father is the husbandman.
我父是栽培的人。
And then you are the branches.
你们是枝子。
And then by growing, multiplying all the saints, all the branches.
借着长大繁增所有的圣徒所有的枝子。
And this vine can spread out.
葡萄树就能蔓延出去。
And as well, we know the history.
我们知道这个历史啊。
And then it was started from, indeed, it started from Jerusalem.
确实是从耶路撒冷开始。
And then began to spread out to Judea.
然后蔓延到犹太全地。
To Samaria.
到撒玛利亚。
And then to Antioch.
然后到安提亚克。
To Ephesus.
到以弗所。
To Rome.
到罗马。
And it just keeps spreading.
一直不停的蔓延。
And through the last 20 centuries.
甚至到在已过的二十世纪里面。
And today is continuing spreading.
今天它还在蔓延。
Well, thank the Lord.I don't know when was spread to Montreal.
我不知道主啊，我这个葡萄树是何时蔓延到了蒙特利尔。
And continue, they are spread to Ottawa.
甚至要蔓延到，甚至也蔓延到了渥太华，蔓延到了魁北克城。
Now there are some saints in Kingston.
现在我们还有一些圣徒们从Kingston 来。
And I don't know the geography in this area. Perhaps there are many, many other cities you need to spread, right?
对，我不知道这地的这个地理情形，但是我们知道我们有很多城市要蔓延到。
This golden lampstand.
这个金灯台啊
，the local churches，
这地方教会
has to be everywhere in every city，
必须要在每城、每地、每城出现
，to be his testimony，
来做主的见证。
And how can we do this？
我们如何能做
？It's not by movement，
不是借着运动
，but by growing in life，
而是在借着生命的长大
，by the multiplication of Christ，
借着基督的繁增
，by the normal fruit bearing，
啊，借着正常的结果值。
And this is what we already say。
就像我们刚才已经讲到的。
The fundamental important thing is that we have to connect, abide in Him。
第一个最重要的事情，最基础就是我们要与他连接，并且住在他里面。
That is through our prayer。
借着我们的祷告。
And I have to say this。
我必须要这样说。
I didn't know exactly what you all do in the afternoon session。
我不知道在刚才下午的那段时间里面，你们到底做了什么
？But the most important thing to me is the following.
但是对我最重要的是下面的这些。
Is that everyone will have a spiritual praying companion?
我就是每一个人就必须要有一个属灵的祷告同伴。
How many of you have a prayer companion?
你们中当中有多少有这个祷告同伴的？可以举个手。
Definitely. Well, it's about only a third.
只有三分之一的人。
And then.All of you, I strongly urge you to pray.
其他的人，我真的是迫切的求你们要祷告。
Because the prayer is a matter. There's an individual side. There's always the corporate side.
因为祷告有个人的一面，也有团体的一面。
If a single person is hard to sustain it.
一个人是没有办法维持的。
We need the help of the body.
我们需要身体的帮助。
Sometimes you think you find a spiritual companion. So can I pray with you?
如果说有时候你说你有个属灵的同伴，他不能跟你一起祷告。
He said, "Can I pray with you?"
你是说我可以跟你祷告吗
？Your attitude is not, "I'm coming to help you."
你的态度说我来帮助你。
But rather, I need your help, brother.
但事实上是我们需要弟兄，
if you can
我需要你的帮助。
Pray with me, you keep, if you can pray with me,
如果你能和我一起祷告
，you will sustain me.
你能够扶持我。
This is a we need the help of the body.
这就说明我们需要身体的帮助。
You know, right now I have many prayer groups.
你知道我现在我有很多的祷告小组。
And all the time, I do not consider I help them.
很多时候我不觉得我是在帮助他们。
And because I consider that they help me.
我认为他们实是在帮助我。
Because at 7 o'clock I have appointment with one.
有时候早上有7点，现在7点我跟有人有这个约定。
And that one I have to make a phone call.
我要跟他打电话。
So we have a 20 minutes morning revival.
我跟他有20分钟的晨兴。
And that we use the Holy Word morning revival.
我们用那个晨兴圣言。
And it helped me.
帮助我。
Because you know we made an appointment and then we have to do it.
因为我们有约定，我们就要执行。
Sometimes I have forgotten this one will call me.
有时候我忘记了，那这个人他会打电话给我。
You know, and then by another time by 8 something and then I go to school.
然后8点多的时候我要去学校。
We have a prayer group at the Botanic Garden.
然后我们在这个学校的植物园有一个祷告小组。
And we pray read some Bible verses.
我们一起导读一些经节。
And that one's been longer, about 40 minutes.
那个有长一点，大概有40分钟的时间。
And we really get into the Word.
我们真的是进到神的话里面。
And then, did I help them?
你觉得我是帮助他吗？
Certainly, I'm a member of the body, I have my portion.
当然我是基督身体上的一个肢体，我有我的那一份。我从他们得着帮助吗
？Absolutely.
当然
，because they are the member of the body, they have a portion to supply me.
因为他们也是基督身体上的肢体，他们也有一份来供应我。
And because of this kind of appointment,
因着这样的约定
，with a set time,
我们有一定的安排好的时间。
And sometimes may not be in the same place.
有时候可能不是在同一个地点。
And some may be in the fixed place.
有时候在同一个地点。
I got sustained.
我也被他们扶持。
I really got to sustain.
我真的被扶持。
Because of this, we have done this for many years.
因着这样，我们能够多年坚持下来。
And without this kind of arrangement,
我们觉得这样的安排呢
？And then I doubt I can sustain it all the time.
我觉得我如果是我自己，我真的是没有办法坚持下来。
Sometimes I get very busy.
有时候我真的很忙。
And then I will forget.
然后我会忘记。
Or get too tired.
或者有时候我太累了。
But because this appointment there.
因着这些约定呢
？And I have to be faithful.
我必须要忠信。
And because of that,
因着这些
，whether by arrangement or not,
你有时候是否有这个约定或者安排或者没有
？The bottom line is the following.
下面的这个点这几点呢？是这样。
Is that I get the supply?
就是一我德州帮这个供应。
And we got some building going on.
我们也有一些建造。
So saints,
所以圣徒们
，your spiritual life,
我们的属灵生活
is not just by inspiration.
不是靠着灵感。
By regulation, according to the law of the spirit of life.
而是借着那赐生命的灵的规律来规律我们。
You know, we all know this is a physical law, right?
我们知道这有物质的这个
law of gravity,
定律
law of gravity.
这个重力引力定律
And then you know every time I let go, it will drop.
有时候你知道你把这个放下了，它就会落在地上。
Whether I feel good, I don't feel good. If I got sick, I don't sick. It always works.
无论我的感觉如何，或者我健康如何，这个东西它一直都会有奇效。
Since this is also the spiritual law.
那我们要知道，其实属灵它也有它的定律。
That is,If however you do it,
无论你怎么做
you get
to it, 你只要做
if you exercise your spirit,
只要你操练你的灵
you will touch the Lord.
你就会摸着主
And when you touch the Lord,
当你摸着主的时候
there's a measure of the supply there.
啊，那就有这个，你就摸着这个供应的
元素 And there's a measure of the encouragement,
也有这个鼓励的元素或加强的元素
And this is why we have to make an arrangement, make a provision for it.
所以说我们就要做一些安排
So the Bible in Romans says, "Do not make a provision for the flesh."
就是在罗马书里面说，不要为肉体打算。
But put to death all the practices of the flesh.
要把这个肉体的行为致死。
And set your mind on the spirit.
而要把心思置于灵。
So there is an arrangement.
我们也要有这样的打算。
There's a deliberate action there.
这有一个刻意的这个行动。
To fulfill that spiritual law.
是为着是要来打。就是来符合这个属灵的定律。
And then you will get the benefit of the spirit.
然后你就会得着这个属灵的益处。
So, saints, I strongly encourage you, make provision for the spirit.
我真的是很强，我真是鼓励你们要为着那灵来打算。
Make arrangement for the spirit.
为着你的灵来打算。
Get a companion.
找到一个同伴。
Brother, please help me.
弟兄。帮助我
so that I can have a regular prayer.
然后使我能够有一个正常的持续的祷告
so I can have a regular diet.
我能够有一个规律的饮食
I can have a healthy Christian living.
我能够有一个健康的基督徒生活
This is why Brother Lee encourages us to have a vital group.
所以这就是为什么李弟兄一直鼓励我们要有活力牌
We have to have the companions.
我们必须要有同伴
Otherwise, very easily we slack.
不然的话，我们很容易就
will not be able to live
就懒散了
will not be able to live a regular life.
我们就没有办法过一个规律的生活
This is very important.
这就是真的很重要的
Yeah, I want to say something more about this aspect.
我想再在这方面多讲一点
Many saints consider we should not do anything by the law.
有时候有些圣徒们有一个观念，就是说我们不应该在律法下做任何事情。
And the word says the law is what child conductor, right?
这个神的话也说，这个律法是儿童导师。
When the grace come,
当恩典来的时候
，and then we should the law put aside.
我们就要把这个律法放一边了。
And then give to the grace.
然后一直全部都交到恩典的手里。
That's absolutely true.
当然这完全正确。
We can do it since by grace, by the enjoyment without the law. That's all the better.
如果我们能够按照借着恩典借着享受来做但是最好
but if you cannot do it by grace
但是如果你不能按照恩典来做呢
should you do it by the law
那你是不是应该按照律法来做
I tell you yes
当然
because the law is a child conductor
因为这个律法是儿童导师
it will bring you to the grace
它会把你带到恩典那里去
so today you may do it by the law
也许今天你是按照律法来做
But this law will bring you to the grace.
但是这个律法可以把你带到恩典那里去
And once you enjoy the grace,
但是 有一天你享受到恩典的时候
Tomorrow, you will go to the morning time by grace.
那明天你就可能会来晨兴而不是按照律法是按照恩典来晨
兴 But today, if you just forget about it,
如果你今天就 不来的话
And you don't get any supply,
你没有得着这个供应
Tomorrow, you'll be even weaker.
明天你会更弱
The next day you'll be even weaker
下一周下一天你可能更弱
So saints
所以圣徒们
We need to make a provision for the spirit
所以我们要为着那里来打算
Plan for the spirit
为着那灵有一些计划。
Arrange the environment so that we can enjoy the grace.
安排这样的一个环境，使我们能够来享受恩典。我们必须要有这样的打算。
Why do we make an arrangement? Because we don't trust in ourselves.
为什么我们要有这样的打算呢？因为我们不相信我们自己。
But we trust in the body of Christ.
因为我们相信基督的身体。
I trust in other members who can supply me.
我相信那些能够供应我的肢体。
So that I can live a body life.
那使我能够过一个身体的生活。
So I can get a supply from other members.
能使我能够从他其他的肢体得着供应。
This is why, saints, we always need the spiritual companion.
所以说，圣徒我们一定需要这个属灵的同伴。
Make such arrangement.
请你们做这样的打算。
You beg other saints.
甚至你求其他的圣徒们。
Please help me.
请你们来帮助我。
Can we have a more set time?
我们可以有一个时间。
To at least pray for 3 minutes.
至少一起来祷告3分钟。
Or 5 minutes.
5分钟。
That's all.
就这样。
But even that 3 or 5 minutes,
如果那三五分钟
，following certain way,
有一定的方法
，you get the supply,
你就能够得到
供应。You like it or not it, you eat it.
只要你吃了。
We talk about this drip irrigation, right?
我们讲到这个滴灌祷告。
Drip, of course, you know, also another one is so called the IV dripping. You're doing the IV.
当然有另外一个就是我们的那个就是静脉注射。
You know, intravenous dripping.
就是在静脉里面来滴灌。
Those are mostly for the sick people.
但是那是为着生病的人。
The healthy people, you just eat.
健康的人你就吃了。
But sometimes,
但是有些人有些时候
，we are weak.
我们很虚弱。
We don't have the strength to take a full meal.
我们没有那个力量来吃一个大餐。
But we need some supply.
但是我们还是需要一些供应。
And how do we get it?
我们如何得到呢
？We make a provision for it.
我们要有点打算，有点计划。
And so in that,
在这个里面。
And then we need the saints to supply us.
我们需要圣徒们来供应我们。
Isn't that true?
是不是这样呢
？Saints, if we can all get into this,
如果我们都能够实行这个
，it will change our Christian living.
真的是会改变我们基督徒的生活。
Many times I also say the following.
我常常我会说这样说。
Yeah, actually, I have several kids.
所以我其实有好几个孩子。
And when they're very young,
有些很
I should say when I was very young.
当我很年轻的时候。
You know, that time is not, doesn't have this advanced technology.
那个时候我还没有这么，那个时候我们还没有这么多的先进科技。
You know, I saw when I got sick or something.
当我生病的时候。
I have to take some medicine.
我需要吃药。
And those are in the powder form.
那个时候那个药一般都是那个散剂。
And very, very bitter.
其实很苦的。
I certainly refuse to take it.
我当然不喜欢吃了。
You know what my parents did?
那你知道我的父母做了什么？
That they pinch my nose.
他把我的鼻子捏住。
And I have to open mouth to breathe.
然后，但是我必须要把嘴巴张开，然后呼吸。
And they put this powder in the liquid and then put in my mouth.
然后他把这个散剂呢放到那个水里面。
And I was crying and so forth. I have to breathe in, right?
放到我的嘴巴里面。
I have to inhale.
但我必须要呼吸。
As was inhale.
但我在呼吸的时候。
The medicine got into me.
这个药就被我吸到里面了。
What happened? I got healed.
结果是什么？我就得医治了。
I didn't do it. I didn't take the medicine by grace.
我没有按照恩典来吃药。
I was forced to take it.
我是被强迫来吃药。
Nevertheless, I got healed.
无论怎么说，我当时就是被医好，被治好了。
The point is the following.
这个点就在于。
The point is the following.
就在于。
It's not that we feel good, we don't feel good.
不是说我们关于在于我们觉得好或者不好。
There's a spiritual law.
这有一个属灵的定律。
The spiritual law says,
属灵的定律就是
，However you contact the Lord,
无论你如何来接触主
，You contact it,
只要你来接触到主
，Something will get into you,
就有一些东西会被传输到你里面。
It will heal you, it will strengthen you, it will supply you,
会医治你，加强你，甚至供应你。
Let's apply this spiritual law.
所以我们要运用这条属灵的律。
In a good way, in a good sense.
从一个好的方面来说。
You know, I'm not saying we just always do this.
我不是说我们常常要这样。
But we have to have a realization.
我们必须要有一个认识。
That I need the Lord.
就是我需要主。
And I need the help of the members of the body of Christ.
我也需要基督身体的肢体。
And in that,
在这个里面。
This is why I need a companion.
其实所以说我们就为什么说我们需要
同伴 And then I we make an agreement.
我们必须要而且要有一个协定
Yeah, the realization is the following.
就是我们要有下面的认识，就是
Brothers, we realize we all need Christ.
弟兄们，我们都要认识到我们需要基督。
And we are members of one another.
我们是这个基督身上的肢体。
How about let's help one another?
How about
let's help one another?
我们彼此帮相助，好不好？
Let's mutually supplying one another.
我们彼此供应，好不好？
So let's set a time.
我们需要，我们好不好？我们有一个时间。
You know, there are many ways. If we can come together, all the better.
我们可以有很多方法。
If not,
能够来在一起最好。
If not, use this modern technology.
如果不能的话，就用我们现在的科技嘛。
Use a phone.
有手手
use
电话。手短信。
And actually, you know, one sister living in another city, you know, she just got saved, but we have such a enjoyable morning time. She wants to join us.
你知道有个姊妹她。得救了，他在另外一个城市，他知道我们有很好的这个早上的时间，他想加入我们。
And quickly, we just set up this WhatsApp group.
所以我们就有一个这个 WhatsApp 就上面的一个小组。
And she always the first one to call. She was I'm waiting. When are you gonna start it?
实际上，他是最早打过来的，因为他说哦，我要等着你们什么时候开始。
And the sister who was the group leader, she just push a button.
然后这个小组的这个负责的姊妹，他就。按照这个接听的那个电话，那个
she was online.
然后就是他就看到他在上线上。
And a group of our brothers and sisters there immediately we just began to pray reading, call the Lord.
那我们那组的弟兄姊妹们就开始导读，然后呼求主名。
And now she went back to China. She said she want to continue.
现在她回到中国，她说她还要继续。
It's just easy.
就是真的很容易。
But my point is this. However,
我的点是
we make arrangement.
无论我们怎样来安排
This is the word is make the provision for it.
所以这话神的话就是说我们要为这个打算
Say don't make a provision for the flesh.
不要为肉体打算
But make a provision for the spirit.
为着那您要来打算
This vital group, small group, prayer companion is make provision for the spirit.
所以这些活力小组祷告小组这些都是为着那您来打算
Don't we need the help or the help?
我们是不是需要这些帮助呢
And in thatWe can have some spiritual mutual supply.
我们在这个里面，我们就可以有一些属灵的互相的供应。
And that's the fundamental.
这个就是我们的基础了。
And in that kind of a prayer, in that kind of supply, or praying in the Word, and so forth, you got nourished.
在这样的祷告，在这样的供应里面，你就被滋养了。
Would you do it?
我们要不要这样来做呢？
Those who did not raise up your hand when you still don't have a spiritual companion, would you do it?
真的是你们还没有属灵同伴的，你们是不是要这样
做呢？ You can do it with your spouse if you want to.
甚至你可以和你的配偶。
Actually, that's very good.
这很好啊。
There's an American saying, those who pray together, stay together.
你知道美国人说，能祷告在一起的就能够走在一起。
If husband and wife can pray every day, your marriage got to be good.
如果你夫妻能够一起来祷告，那说明你们的婚姻质量应该还不错。
It has to be.
必须是这样的。
Whatever the problem, we have to pray. What are you gonna do? Oh Lord Jesus.
你知道我们这很多问题，那么要怎么办呢？就一起祷告嘛。
The Lord will shine. The Lord will speak.
主就会光照，会说话。
And then you gotta say, Oh Lord, I'm sorry.
然后你说主我不好意思。
You have to confess to one another.
彼此认罪。
You have to apologize to one another.
彼此道歉。
Isn't that good?
是不是很好？
So the Lord will not have any hindrance.
所以主就不会受任何的拦阻。
So the husband and wife can be one.
夫妻呢就能真正是一。
A really one in one spirit, one soul, one mind.
真的是一个灵一个魂一个心思
So the first beneficiary is your family
只是第一个受益的还是你的家
And then we can enlarge that, right?
然后我们再扩大
And then we got a supply, we can supply others And then by more supplying, we got a more supply
你知道啊我们可以得到其供应我们供应更多人更多的供应就带来我们更多的供应
I know some saints
我知道有些圣徒
Actually, they have five this kind of a morning prayer group
他有五个早上这个祷告小组，他就一个一个的来。
Yeah, of course, some are longer, some are shorter.
你知道有些可能长一点，有些短一点。
But they just every day they got a supply.
你知道每一天他们都得着很多供应。
The first beneficiary is yourself.
其实第一个受益的还是你自己。
You know, I spend a lot of time on this matter.
我真的我在这个点上花了很多时间。
Because brotherly say the vital group.The vital group.
你弟兄说这个活力小组、活力牌
is the fundamental unit.
这是我教会生活的最基本的小组。
It's the fundamental,
最基本的单位。
The smallest unit.
这是最小的单位。
It's not one person.
其实教会最小的单位不是某一个人。
Everything in the church life is corporate.
教会生活里面的一切都是团体的。
Because once you got saved, immediately you got baptized into the body.
你知道吗？一旦你得救，其实你就被进入到这个身体里面。
And no member of the body can exist, can live by itself.
真的是身体里面的任何的肢体是没有办法独自存活的。
Abiding in the vital group means abiding in the vine.
住在这个活力小排里面，小组里面就是住在身体里面。
The branch has attached to another branch.
一个肢体必须要连接在另外一个肢体上。
This is fundamental.
这真的是非常基础的。
If we can really establish this,
如果我们真的是能够建立这样的生活
，the church life will be healthy.
教会生活就会健康。
Your Christian living will be healthy.
你的基督徒生活也会健康。
Without this, it's very difficult.
没有这样的话，真的是很难。
You can go up and you can go down.
你可能会上上下下。
But you have this, you have a constant source of the supply.
如果你有这个，你就会有一个稳定的供应的源头。
You know, since I really want to drive this point.
我真的是很想推动这一点。
Because this is the biggest, one of the biggest items of the recovery is that.The church is the body of Christ.
你知道这个主的恢复里面很大的一个点就是恢复教会做基督的身体。
And we are the members of the body of Christ.
而且我们是基督身体上的肢体。
We are not just individual Christians.
我们不是单个的基督徒。
We are the member of the body of Christ.
我们是基督身体上的肢体。
Would you repeat after me?I am a member of the body of
Christ. 我们一起来说，就是我是基督身体上的肢体。
A member of the body of Christ.
基督身体上的一个肢体。
I hope you see this.
我们希望你们看见
这一点。This takes some revelation for you to realize.
真的，这个需要有一点启示。
Because traditionally, everybody thinking we are just individual Christians.
因为传统来说，我们每个人都觉得我们是单个的基督徒。
We don't have consciousness.That I am a member of the body of Christ.
我们没有那样的感觉，说我们是基督身体上的肢体。
We may say that.
我们可能会这样说。
Because the Bible says so.
因为圣经上这样说。
But for you to really see it.
但是让你真的来看见呢
？And realize it.
并且意识认识到。
That you are a member.
你是一个肢体。
A member of the body.
是身体上的肢体。
Saints, this will change your whole Christian.
知道吗？这个会改变你所有的基督徒生活。
This will change your view of the other saints.
你会改变你对其他所有圣徒的看法。
I can only say this much.
我只能说这么多。
Because this is one of the biggest items of the Lord's recovery is to build up the body of Christ.
因为主恢复的一个大点就是要建造基督的身体。
Many times we say we build the church.
有时候我们说我们建造教会。
We still have the church is something.
我们还觉得是。教会就是
not as organic,
不是一个
not as connected,
不是这个生机或者连接的
not as intimately related,
并不觉得是我们跟身体是有那种亲密的连接的。
But when you see a body,
但是当你看到一个身体的时候
，you change,
你就会得改变。
You change,
你会被改变。
When Paul was saved,
当保罗被得
immediately he realized.
第一个他就认识到
He touched something called the mystical body of Christ.
他说他摸到一个基督那奥秘的身体。
He heard the voice say, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
他听到一个声音说保罗保罗你为何逼迫我扫罗
He heard this voice from the heaven.
他听到这个从天来的声音。
He was absolutely puzzled.
他真的是很受迷惑。
So who are you, Lord?
他说主啊你是谁
How can I persecute someone who is in the heaven?
我怎么可能去逼迫那个在天上的那一位呢？
And the answer even more surprised me.
这个回答更加的让他迷惑。
It's I'm Jesus whom you persecute.
他说我就是那你所逼迫的拉撒勒人耶稣。
This Jesus in his evaluation is a common person of the Nazarene.
他说他在他的印象里面，这个耶稣就是拉撒勒里面来的一个很平凡的人。
And this one was.Crucified dead.
那这个人呢被钉死了。
Number one, he's dead. How can I persecute him?
第一，他已经死了，我怎么可能会逼迫他
？And number two, and now this Jesus is in the heaven. He's the Lord now.
他是在天上，他是主。
And then I never touched him.
我不可能摸着他。
I may help in the I may help in crucifying and stoning the Stephen.
我可能帮忙，我在那个就是在砸死这个史蒂夫的事上可能会有份。
How is this connected?
那我可能怎么可能逼迫到他呢
？How is this connected?
他们怎么是如何联系在一起的呢
？He in those 3 days, you know, when he was groping around, he must consider this puzzle.
哦，在他那个眼瞎的那3天里面，他可能思考这件事情很多次。
And one more thing.
啊，跟另外一件事情、
就是。This record of him recorded 3 times in Acts, in the book of Acts.
那这个里面，使徒行传他提到了3次。
And then one time he recorded, and then immediately he asked the Lord, "What must I do?"
然后有一次他就问他说主他说那我应该如何行呢
what must I do?
我要怎样
And the Lord's answer is also very interesting.
主的回答也是很有趣
Go into the city.
去到城里面去
I'm not telling you.
我不告诉你
But someone will tell you what you must do.
有人会告诉你要怎样行
That is, he wants to ask the Lord, this ascended one,What does he do? The Lord doesn't want to answer him.
他要问这个天上的主，他要该怎么做
？The Lord pointed to a member of the body of Christ.
主没有直接告诉他，而是把他指向了一个身体上的肢体。
You just go into the city.
你去到城里面。
And there,
那你
someone will tell you something.
有人会告诉你一件事。
And don't consider that someone tell you, that someone tell you.
不要以为就是那个人向你说的。
That one tell you is what you must do.
那个人告诉你的就是你应该做的。
That is, his speaking is my speaking.
他的说话就是我的说话。
And what he says, you must do.
他所说的你就必须要做。
Immediately, you know, in this Paul's so-called conversion.
当然在保罗这个谈话里面。
The Lord almost revealed the entire God's economy to him.
这个主啊，基本上把整个的神的经纶都向他启示了。
This man, Nazarene Jesus, actually is God.
这个拿撒勒人耶稣，其实他就是神。
Who is the Lord?
他就是主。
This Jesus.
这个耶稣
，you know, dead but resurrected.
他已经复活了。
He's God now.
他已经在天上。
And he's one with those disciples I persecuted.
他和那些我所逼迫的
，and not only that,
合一的。
Not only that,
不仅如此。
And then whatever I must do, I have to go to these people.
无论我做什么，我要去到这些人中当中。
The Lord today wants us to see this vision.
今天主也要让我们看到这个意象。
However, he's the greatest apostle.
无论保罗是多么大的使徒
，he cannot do everything.
他不能做所有的事。
He cannot even know everything.
他不能认识到所有的事。
He has to be in the body.
他必须在身体里面。
The body will open his eyes.
身体能够打开他的眼界。
The body will baptize him.
身体能够让他受浸。
The body will tell him what you must do.
这个身体可以告诉他要做什么。
He cannot get everything from God directly.
他不能从神那里直接得着所有的启示。
Saints, we have to realize this.
圣徒们必须要认识到这一点。
Today we cannot get everything directly from the Lord.
今天我们不可能从神那里得着所有的启示。
Our eyes can be opened by the body.
我们的眼睛能够被身体打开。
What we must do many times through the saints, the Lord will tell us.
我们要做什么，当如何行，很多时候主是要借着身体来告诉我们。
You may like Paul says, what must I do, Lord?
你可能你去像保罗像一样说啊，我要怎么样，我要当如何行。
Well, the Lord tell you, listen.To someone.
主说听他说。
That is what you must do.
他说的你就应当行。
We have to this kind of realization. We are a member of the body of Christ.
我们必须要认识到我们就是基督身体上的肢体。
Today, the Lord who is the head of the body.
今天主是这个身体的头。
And then he is in his good pleasure. He's operating in every member of the body.
按照他的心爱美意，他也在每一个肢体里面运行。
In the body,
在身体里面
，we get the full supply.
我们就能得着全倍的供应。
We get the full light.
得着全倍的光照。
As Paul says,
就像保罗说的
，we can really experience the depth, the breadth, the length, the height with all those together.
我们能够与众圣徒一同来领略 基督的扩长高升。
The only way we can really enjoy Christ to the full extent is in the body.
我们能够享受基督到极点，就是在
Individually, you can enjoy a portion of it.
我们今天我们要享受他们比每个人的份。
Individually, you have limited a portion.
你个人来说，你的份很有限。
But in the body, there's no limit.
但是在身体里面就没有限制。
We can explore Christ is the height, the depth, the length, and so on.
我们能够
all the dimensions of God.
我们能摸着基督的阔长高深，一切的
I really want to drive this point to you.
我们真的是，我真的很想把这一点推做到你们里面。
This is the Lord's recovery.
这就是主的恢复。
Let's be rescued.
我希望我们能够得拯救。
From this concept, I'm an individual Christian.
这个个人基督徒这个观点，我们真的要被摒除。
This will be almost like a body once said. This is almost like a second saved again.
甚至我们可以说，这个是我们的第二次得救。
This is a big deal, big thing.
非常的重要。
So this is why we need the members.
所以说，这就是为什么我们需要基督的身体上的肢体。
This is why I really encourage you to connect with other members.
真的是，所以说我如此的鼓励你们去与其他人有连接。
Not in an abstract way.
不是空洞的。
But in a practical way.
而是实际的有连接。
In the practically, you connect with a few.
实实在在的与几个人连接在一起。
As the Lord promised.
就像主，然后就像主所应许的一样。
Two or three get together in my name.
两两三三聚集到我的名里的时候。
I'll be with you.
我就在你们中间。
Don't you want the Lord's presence?
你不想要主的这个同在吗？
But the Lord's promise is two or three.
但是主的应许是两两三三。在他的名里聚在一起的时候，
That's the Lord's promise.
这就是主的应许。
That's why we need the two or three form the vital group.
所以说，这就是为什么我们两两三三在一起，来有这个活力的牌。
So they can be vital.
他们能够有活力。
That means living and function.
他们有活而进功用的。
This is the church life.
这就是教会生活。
This is the most fundamental unit.
这是教会生活最基本的。
Once you have these two or three,
你当你有这些两两三三来在一起的时候
，be able to pray in one accord.
然后你们能够和谐一致的祷告。
Your praying in one accord is a big deal also.
在和谐一致的祷告也很重要。
We all have our opinions.
我们有我们的观念。
We have our feelings.
我们有我们的意见。
要感觉。
感觉。
We have our feelings.
我们的
感觉。We have a viewpoint.
我们有我们的观点。
We have our preferences.
我们的偏好。
We have our dispositions.
我们的甚至心情。
And all this is going to come in.
这些都会进来。
But when the two or three can pray together in one accord.
当我们两两三三能够和谐一致祷告的时候。
That means what?
意思是什么？
That means we can lay aside all the private interests.
我们就可能把我们个人的那些点呢都放在一边。
To be one with the Lord.
就是为着与主事宜。
And then, whatever we ask,
然后无论我们求什么
will be given to you.
我们就得答应。
This is how we carry out.
这是我们如何
来 the Lord's will from heaven, bring it from heaven to earth.
就是如何把主的意志从天上带到地上。
In that,
甚至在这个里面
all our personal problems will be solved.
我们所有个人的问题都会得着解决。
And then, we can be fruitful.
我们就能多结果子。
Because in that we can pray for this one, pray for that one.
因为在这种情况下，我们可以为这所有的人祷告。
Whoever the Lord brings to us.
无论是谁，
so
给我们有负担。
Pray for this one.
这个人，我们可以为这个人祷告。
How about these relatives?
这个亲人。
How about this colleague?
这个同事。
How about that neighbor?
那个邻居。
Maybe this young man.
那这个年轻人。
Maybe this.Old lady.
这个老太太。
In your prayer, the Lord will begin to speak.
在你的祷告里面，主就会开始说话。
And then we pray one accord for these ones.
当我们这样合一的为这些人祷告的时候。
And not only pray for the new ones, certainly we can pray for our needs also.
不只是为着新人，我们也会可以为着我们需要祷告。
And then we may have certain circumstances.
可能我们有些环境。
With your job, your family.
我们的家庭，我们的工作都可能有一些环境。
You can pray.In one accord, according to the Lord's speaking.
我们也可以和谐一致的来按照主的说话来为这些事情祷告。
And then, Lord, your will be done.
然后说主啊，愿你的旨意得成就。
And then the Lord can really move on the earth.
然后主就真的能够在地上行动。
But fundamentally, we need the two or three get together to pray.
但是基本来说，我们需要两两三三来在一起祷告。
To open to the Lord.
向主敞开。
And in that prayer, it's not just for the prayer. You do pray, it's the beginning of the activity. It means something we do.
你知道这个祷告不只是祷告，而且祷告是我们所有行动的，其实应该是我们所有行动的开头。
And then that's also where the gospel got preached.
也是，你知道这是福音传扬也是从这样的事情开始的。
Yeah, because in the prayer, you pray for somebody.
因为在这个祷告里面，你为有人祷告。
And then in that, there's wisdom when to say what.
然后你就会得着智慧，该说什么，什么时候说。
And when to visit.
然后去访问。
And sometimes you may feel, well, all the feels that, well, maybe still not, times not ripe to visit yet.
你觉得有时候你会感觉说，看望的时机还没有成熟。
And you may have to wait.
你可能需要等待。
And we may pray for the recovering of the saints who got stumbled.
可能我们会
or offended.
为那些被绊跌的圣徒或者被冒犯的圣徒的恢复祷告。
You can see the prayer is there.The gospel is there.
祷告在那里，福音在那里。
The shepherding is there.
这牧羊也在那里。
It's all done through this kind of a vital group.
也都是借着这样的活力还来执行的。
And in that, and then when you bring in the new ones,
当你把新人带进来的时候
you have two or three care for this one.
两两三三也可以照顾这个人。
And then two or three caring is absolutely the principle to do it.
两两三三的。照顾其实也是同样的原则。
Actually, you look at this human, the God ordained the human life.
你看看这个神所命定的人的生活。
Usually, you beget one child at a time, right?
也就常常是你一次生一个孩子。
Sometimes you got a twin.
有时候你可能有双胞胎。
Which is good.
那很好。
When you get a triplets.
当你有这个三胞胎的时候。
Oh, Lord Jesus.
主啊。
That's a bit harder.
这很难啊。
But typically, when you have one child.
一般来说，当你有一个孩子的时候
，in a family, at least you got a couple to take care of it.
你至少在一个家里面，至少有一对夫妻来照顾他。
Yeah, a normal situation, right?
在一个正常的情况下
，so that means a minimum two will care for one.
至少，这意思说，至少两个人才能照顾一个。
This is just God ordained way.
这是神所命定的。
It's very obvious in God's arrangement. Is this way?
你看神的安排就是很明显。
And actually, if a larger family,
如果你有大的家庭的话
，even better,
更好。
When a child is born,
但是孩子出生
，not only have the parents.
不只有父母
you may have a grandma, grandpa there,
还有爷爷奶奶
and to help out.
都来帮忙
and then you have a lot of siblings even better.
如果你还有哥哥弟弟兄弟姐妹的话更好
you know, I tell you now in my family we have in my home we have three families live together.
你知道在我家里在我的家我们有三家人住在一起
so a new baby was born.
如果这个一个孩子出生了
everybody takes of it.
每个人都来帮都来照顾他
it's easy.
那很容易
because the mother was not so tired.
那妈妈也不是太
And then you got all these older ones, they play together.
你知道这个还有这年长的人他们在一起祷告
It's very, very good to have this kind of corporate living.
你知道这有这样的团体的生活是非常美妙
My point is this, you look at the human life, how it's propagated.
你看这个人的生活你看如何的繁增的
A couple is two, right?
这个一对夫妇
And you have an extended family, you have a grandma, grandpa, even better.
你还有这个延伸的家庭，你有
then, whatever, newborn
爷爷奶奶更好。
Baby, you know, you got everybody take care of it.
你说好，你生了一个小孩，大家都来照顾他。
And another year, you can bring another one.
那过两年以后，你还可以再生一个。
It's normal, right?
这是很正常。
You know, nowadays, of course, you know, people don't like to have children.
你知道，可虽然说现在
Lord Jesus.
现在的大家都不喜欢要小孩。
But a normal situation, every year you can bear one.
在正常的情况下，每一年你都可以生一个。
Actually, my daughter-in-law did that.
你知道我的儿媳妇她就是这样子。
That's why they move in with us.
那这
为什么她 When I have a second child, which is only 1 year apart, and then my son is in the residency, my daughter-in-law is in the PhD program, they couldn't do it. So can we move back with you?
所以说你看我的儿媳她就是这样，她连续两年的生了两个孩子。那个时候我儿子还在住院实习，我的。儿媳还在读这个博士班，所以他就没办法，所以他说我们可不可以搬回来跟你们一起住
？And my wife is very, very happy about it.
那我的当然我的姊妹相当的高兴呢。
But this is what?
这就是你看。
This is just illustration of the church life.
这就是一个教会生活的一个
corporately
一个说明。
Care for the new ones.
我们就是团体的来照顾这新人。
And then they can nurture up according to the Lord.
然后我们就可以按照主来。培养他
And then when you have this kind of increase,
你也会有这样的反正
Well, the human, normal human life, when it's grown and so forth, what happened?
你知道这个人的生，这个人的生命里面，当你长大的时候
，Well, they will get married, they will have their own children.
他们就也会结婚，他们也会有他们的小孩。
And they will establish a family.
他们会成立他们的家。
So when a vital group, in such a real vital way, helping one another, you get the new ones.
如果你这个活力牌，你有这样彼此相助，你有新人的话。
And then when they grow to a certain extent.
当到长到一个程度的时候
and then they can get the new ones.
他们也能得着新人。
And you help them to nurture that.
然后你帮助他们来
Pretty soon your vital
group,
your this small vital group of two or three become four or five.
很快你的两两三三就变成四四五五。
And pretty soon become four or six.
或者五五六六。
And then, well, you got two vital groups now, right?
然后我们就可以分成两个活力牌。
Isn't that a human being got propagated?
人其实也是这样繁增的。
And then you can continue to produce.
你可以继续的繁增。
Well, I don't want to get into this too much, you know.
我不想讲太多，但是
you know, human is really this way.
我们人的生命真的是这样子。
My point is this.
我的点是
this is the normal way.
这是正常
to propagate the divine life.
这是神圣生命繁增的正常的路。
It's by our normal enjoyment of Christ with one another.
就是我们彼此一起来在一起的正常的享受基督。
And then, not only we have these vital groups, and then you can have home meetings.
那不止我们有这样的活力牌，我们也可以有家聚会。
And that will richer.
甚至更丰富了。
And also we have more fellowship.
我们可以有更多的交通。
And home meeting usually is in the order of 10 or so.
这个家聚会大概一般都是大概十来个人左右。
But all this is not a law.
但是这些不是定律。
You know, some home meeting gets to 20, 30, 40.
有些家是小牌可能到二十、三十、四十。
And then we got so cozy, we don't want to split up.
有时候我们觉得太舒服了，我们都不愿意分开。
I tell you, my home meeting at one time get to about 40, 50.
我知道我的那个家，我们的小牌有一段时间甚至到五十
个人。And we tried twice to make it two.
我们甚至有两次，我们都考虑要分牌。
But eventually they all come back.
最终他们都回来了。
You know what happened?
你知道结果是怎么样？
The Lord raised up a situation.
主就兴起了一个环境。
My home, my water pipe bursted.
我的家啊，我的那个水管就爆了。
In upstairs.
楼上的水管就爆了。
And right above my kitchen.
就在刚好在那个厨房的正上方。
And nobody was home.
没有人在家。
So one day my son came home.
有一天我的儿子回到家里面。
And he said, Dad.
他说。
He called me.I was actually out of town, actually.
那个时候，当时我还不在家，在另外一个城市。
He said, I'm in the laundry room.
他说我在这个洗衣房里面。
But the water was on my ankle.
他说这个水已经漫到我的这个踝骨了。
He said, Where's the source of the water?
他说这个水的那个水管在哪里
？It's on the upstairs your bathroom.
就是你那个楼上那个浴室里面的那个水管爆。
And the bathroom upstairs to the laundry room is the diagonal.Of the house.
你知道这个楼上的那个浴室其实跟那个洗衣房是对角的。
That means the entire house, upstairs, downstairs, all filled with water.
你知道这个其实意思就是说整个房子楼上楼下都被水给淹了。
I quickly told him where to turn off the valve.
他说我就跟他说你可不可以去把那个水关上。
Anyway, make a long story short is the following.
就是长话短说。
Normally, insurance company will take care of the matter.Should be 3 to 6 months, right?
一般的，一般的情况下，这个保险公司3到6个月就可以把这个事情处理掉。
And so the brother says, "Okay, now your house cannot be used. We have to go to different homes now."
然后就说，哦，圣城，你看我们家就不可能再。
So they went to the two homes.
去其他的家。
So we have two homes now.
然后我们就去了两个家，然后现在我们有两个家。
And then they said, "Okay, how long you take to fix it?"
然后他就说，你这个需要修多久
？3 to 6 months.
3到6个月吧。
Okay, we're gonna come back in 3 to 6 months.
3到6个月，我们再回来。
And you know how long it took me to fix the house?
你知道这个房子修了多久吗
？3 years.
三年。
And so I was living in with my wife in suitcase in another place for 3 years.
你知道我那个时候我就和姊妹带着行李在另外地方住了三年。
So after 3 years.
三年以后。
Now we finally have two home meetings now.
都终于我们有两个小牌了。
The Lord did something very drastic.
主真的是很有意思。
To force you to split up, to propagate, to have more people to function.
真的是他就是迫使你这样分牌就要这繁增，然后让更多人起来进行功用。
In a way, I was quite unhappy about I have to live outside with suitcase for
3 years. 我很不乐意在外面要带着拿着行李要住三年。
But on the other hand, I was to thank the Lord did something, we have to propagate, we have to multiply.
当然是我另外一面我感谢主，因为我们必须要繁增，我们必须要分派。
The whole thing is that the Lord really served.
你知道主真的是主宰的神。
I was forced to live with another brother.
我本来要跟住在另外一个弟兄家里面。
My living quarter is only the space I have is about only 5% of my space.
你知道我
in my home.
他给我们的那个住的地方，其实是我原来家的只有五分之一那么大的地方。
5%。
5%。
Only 5%. But I live for 3 years, no problem.
我在那里做三年没问题。
And the household, the brother lived there actually really thanked me to live with him for 3 years.
但是呢，那个弟兄就很感激我说，你跟我们做三年。
Because at that time he went through certain things and so forth.
因为那个时候他经历过一些经历一些事情。
And after that, he got well.
然后呢，
finally,
他就又变好了。
And my house was restored. I moved back.
然后我的家也修好了，然后就搬回去了。
And this brother now is really serving the Lord full time. Very, very useful.
现在这个弟兄已经在全时间服侍主，非常的有用。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
The Lord is really arranged all things.
主真的是调动万有。
This Romans chapter 8.
就像罗马书。
He calls all things to work together.
八章里面说，他说叫万有互相效力。
For the good for those who call upon according to His purpose.
为着爱使要使爱神的人得益处，就是那些按照他的意思。
Because we are all foreknown by Him.
因为我们都是被他所预知的。
We are also predestined by Him.
也被他们被神所预定的。
So that we can conform to His image.
使我们能够被磨成他的形象。
So that His Son has the preeminence in all things.
使他的儿子在万有中居首位。
Hallelujah.
感谢主。
So my point is the following. Let me come back to my main point.
我的点就是，就是回到这个正题来说。
If you don't have a vital group yet, have one.
如果你还没有活力同伴，你必须要有一个。
We need one another.
你需要彼此，你们需要彼此。
And in this kind of vital group,
在这样的活力牌里面
，we can really perfect one another.
我们真的是能够彼此成全。
We can have a genuine prayer.
我们有真实的祷告。
We got to enlighten.
我们可以有真实的光照。
We can really grow in life.
真的是在身体、生命里面长大。
Because we have to be in one accord.
因为我们可以在一起合一的祷告。
This one accord.
我们来到这个合一里面。
The oneness in the spirit.
在灵里面的合一。
Is the attributes of the triune God.
是三一神的特点。
No one can be in one accord.
没有人能够在合一里
面。This matter, I actually the other day, yesterday or today, I shared with Martin.Recently, I had a big revelation.
我最近我跟那个 Martin 讲，我有一个很大的得着。
But this is one message, the beauty of the bride.
李弟兄在一个信息里面讲，他说这个新妇的美丽。
What is the beauty of bride?
新妇的美丽是什么呢
？We all say, of course, that's Christ.
当然我们说哦，是基督啊。
But that's not enough.
这样说还不够。
But in this passage, it says the following.
李弟兄在这个信息里这样说的。
It's the beauty of the bride is the triune God.
他说，这个新妇的美丽是在于三一神。
And he went on to say.
继续说到。
Three yet one, that's the beauty, that's the excellency.
三而一就是那个美丽和超越。
Three yet one.
三而一。
That's the beauty.
是它就是它的美丽。
That's the excellence.
就是它的超越。
You three brothers, vital group. You three,
你的
yet you are one.
你的活力小牌你是三个，但是你是确实是一。
That's the beauty.
这就是它的美丽。
That's the excellence.
也是它的超越所在。
That's the reproduction of the triune God.
其实也是三一神的复制。
Don't consider the three vital group is a small thing.
不要以为这个三个人的活力牌是一件
小事。If it's two or three of get together,
如果两两三三来在一起
in one accord,
并且有合意的话
that means you are the reproduction of the triune God.
意思就是说其实你就是这个三一神的复制。
No human being in a natural state can be one with one another.
没有人在天然里面能够合一。
The only way we can be one is the enlargement of the oneness of the triune God.
那我们能合一的唯一的路，其实就是三一神这个一的扩大。
This needs a lot of transformation.
我们需要这样，我们需要很多的变化。
A lot of renewing.
很多的更新。
A lot of seeing.
很多的看见。
A lot of dying and the resurrection.
很多的死与复活。
So get into a vital group.
所以还是说要进到活力牌里面。
This will make you grow.
这会让你长。
This will make you a mature.
使你成熟。
This will make you the reproduction of the triune God.
使你成为三一神的复制。
And in that, you will fulfill God's purpose.
这样你就能够。
Because you will be representing God.
你就能够实现神的目标。
Whatever you say, whatever you pray, will be God's will.
你是代表神的，你所说的，你祷告的，就是神的旨意。嗯，你所求的，也都会得答应。
This is how we propagate.
这就是我们反正的路。
Propagate is not we go out do something.
反正不是说我们要出去做一些事情。
The propagating is let that the divine organism,
这个
the true vine, spread, increase.
反正就是让那个神圣的生机体，就是这个真的葡萄树，蔓延扩增。
It's not just winning the soul，
并不是在我们的魂里面。
It's not just getting people saved，
而不是或者说只是得着一些灵魂得救。
It's more than that，
这是比这个更多的。
Certainly people need to be saved，
当然人需要得救。
People need to be shepherded，
人需要被牧养。
People need to be nourished and cherished，
人需要被滋养被照顾。
People need to be built up。
人需要被建造起来。
People need to be brought unto maturity.
人需要被成熟。
How you do this?
你怎样做呢？
How you do this?
你怎样做？
Can you do it by yourself?
你能够自己来做吗？
No way.
不可能。
We have to do it in the body.
我们必须要在身体里面做。
Through the body, by the body,
通过借着身体，借着身体，也是为着身体。
This is the way to build up the body of Christ.
这是建造基督身体的路。
By ourselves, being in the body of Christ.
是借着我们自己。在基督的身体里面。
If we live in the reality of the body of Christ,
如果我们活在基督身体的实际里面，
and we can really build up, propagate the body of Christ,
我们就能真正的来建造繁增，基督的身体。
Amen.
Amen.
I hope you know, this is the fundamental in multiplication and a group in the district.
这就是争区争牌的这个基本的建设。
I'm sharing with you this foundation.
我向你们分享，其实就是这个基础。
And if we do this foundational things well,
如果你这个基础打好了，
all the other things will follow.
其他的事情也就顺利了。
Two or three can pray together.
两两三三能够一起祷告。
In one accord.
在合一里面。
Then the word will come to you.
然后话就会来到你。
You will definitely pursue together.
你当然你们会也会一起来追求。
And then the Lord will point you to pray for this one, pray for that one, to share this one, share with that one. Automatically, you will gain the fruit.
当然说主就会说你要为这个人祷告，向这个人分享，和那个人分享，那自然而然你就也会有繁增。
And in that, you will know how to shepherd them, how to feed them.
而且你会知道如何来牧养人，如何来喂养人。
Each one according to his unique situation.
而且是按照每个人。各自的特那个情形
one by one,
而是一对一的牧养
is matter is not the matter of the number
不是这个问题不是在于这个数字
it's according to his individual need
它是内在的含义就是按照他个人的需要来牧养
in other words it's customized
意思就是说是定制的
for this particular one's need
是为着这个人特别的情形而定制的。
The Lord does did this, right? You know, in John, there's 9 different cases.
那你知道这个主也是这样吗？你知道在约翰福音里面讲到九种不同的情形。
If there's 9 different situations.
九种不同的光景。
And the Lord did not deal them all in the same way.
主不是按照同一的方式来对付他们。
This one is this way, that one is that way, this one is way, this one is that way.
这个人是这样，那个人是那样，不同人都是不同的样。
According to their need, the Lord speak different.
每个人按照他的。需要每
Fundamentally, of course, it's all change death to life.
那当然，从原则上来说，都是使死亡的变成生命。
But individually, everyone is different.
但是每个人都是不同的。
But you got to be inside.
你需要这样的这个内在的认识。
And you got to have the know how to present the Lord in a particular way.
你需要认识，就要知道如何来 用不同的方式来
把主供应出去。Where this light, where this wisdom coming from?
这个生命，这个智慧从何而来
？Through the prayer in the vital group.
就是借着活力牌的祷告。
Through the fellowship in the vital group.
借着活力牌的交通。
We pray for this one.
我们为这个人祷告。
We consider this one.
我们为这个人考虑。
We fellowship about this one.
我们为这个人交通。
What this one's need.
这个人需要什么
？When should we do what?
哦、我们什么时候应该怎么做
not too much, not too little, according to the Lord's time.
不是太多也不是太少而是按照而且是按照主的时间
And then you will minister to this one's need.
然后你就会、可以供应到这个人的需要
And then in that, this one will become a remaining fruit.
这样的话这个人就会成为长成的
果子 And this one will become your reproduction.
这个人也会成为你的复制
And as this increase,
也会成为你的反
正 And then we'll increase in small groups.
然后这个小牌你的牌、也会、反正
And continuously you will propagate homes.
然后你就也会反正到家里面
And then even more you will propagate the districts.
甚至反正到区
And then you have more districts then just like in Acts, you know, five brothers and these that come together to minister to the Lord.
就是、或者你这个区域太多就像、行传里面讲的五个、弟兄来在一起服侍主
And then the spirit will be speaking something、
对然后这个您就会说那您就会说一些话
Separated unto us、
把这个、保谁、分别出来
Sorry I don't know your name
我就可能我不知道那不好意思我不知道你们
Separated unto me Brother Aaron Brother what's your name
Joe
You know、
把这个Aaron 和万江分别出来。
Maybe onto, I don't know, which city do you plan to propagate? I don't know.
我不知道哪个城市你们想要、扩增出去。
Anyway, you know, the Lord will speak.
你知道主会说话。
In his time.
在他的时间里面。
In the fellowship.
在他的交通里面。
When the brothers come together to pray.
在弟兄们来在一起的祷告里
面。Minister to the Lord.
我们当我们服侍主的时候。
And the Lord will speak.
主就会说话。
And then the gospel will go out.
然后这个福音就会出
去。Not just locally.
不只是
You know, maybe send out the workers to propagate.
甚至你要可以派遣工人出去繁征。
Yeah, some maybe send it to, you know, sorry, maybe next time I will study geography a bit.
不好意思，下次可能我要学习啊，你这里的地理。
Anyway, my point is this.
我的点是
the propagation,
这个繁征
and the spread out to the whole earth.
这个蔓延到各地呢
is the spreading out this unique organic divine vine tree.
其实就是这个独一的。生机的神圣的
It's not a
葡萄树的扩增
work. It's not a human campaign.
不是人的工作或者人的运动
By abiding in the vine
而是要借着住在葡萄树里面
Fellowship with one another
甚至彼此的供应
Pray with the companions
和你的同伴一同祷告
And then every group will propagate
然后每个牌都会扩增
Just consider this
你想想这个
How many in church in Montreal?
我们蒙特利尔教会有多少人？150。
Say 150. That's about the size of Riverside.
你知道，这个大概跟我们这个
So every three, every three person, let's say on the average, every three person as a vital group, you have a 50, right?
如果每三个人当中，有一个就有一个活力牌的话，你就五十个。
You have 50. You have 50 vital groups here.
就有五十个活力牌。
And you pray and so forth.
一些祷告，然后
How about just one year gain one remaining fruit?
一年结一个果子。
Is that too hard?
是不是很难呢
？Lord, we pray. Lord, three of us.
三个人，我们来一起用祷告。
Give us one remaining fruit.
哇，给我们一个长存的果子。
You get some names to pray.
有些名单来祷告。
You know, maybe three of you.
可能三个人。
You know, come up total maybe 10 names.
三个人来在一起，可能会有十个名字。
You know,Just pray for them.
然后为着他们祷告
And see how the Lord leads you.
看主如何带领
And you may, you know, this year, and then out of 10, maybe 2 or 3 got saved.
可能在这个十个里面，今年会有三个得救
And out of that, one become remaining fruit.
可能在这三个里面就有一个成为长存的果子
And we can do this.
我们可以这样来做
Every year you have what?
每一年你就
One third, at least a 30% increase.
至少有30%的繁增
Is that too hard?
是不是太难呢
It seems like in human view is hard.
但人的眼光来看来是太难。
But if we follow the spiritual law,
如果我们跟随这个属灵的定律
，a normal growth,
这个正常的增长
，the vine normal grows every year. There's a crop.
这个葡萄树
grapes.
每年的这个葡萄的产量会增长。
It will produce the fruit.
它就会结果。
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
This is the way to multiply, to propagate,
这是繁增,
to plant the church tree.
繁增和栽种教会树的路。
Amen. Amen. Fundamentally, still this. Saints,
所以我们必须要注重这个基础。
Take the initiative.
甚至我劝你们主动。
If you don't have a prayer companion, take an initiative.
如果你没有祷告同伴，真的是
pray about
我劝你要主动。
Pray about it. Approach one or two others. Say, Brother, I need your help.
接触另外一两个圣徒。
Don't tell them I come. You need a prayer group, and I will do it with you.
不要说
really,
你需要我来跟你一起来。
We need a prayer group.
我们需要。
I need a spiritual companion.
我需要属灵同伴。
So that I can be sustained.
使我能够得到维持，我能够得到供应。
If you with this kind of attitude,
如果你有这样的态度
，I can tell you,
我可以说
，you definitely will have a companion.
你肯定会有一个和你同伴。
Let's humble ourselves.
只是让我们谦卑下来。
I need the body to help me.
主啊，我需要身体来帮助我。
You are the head.
你是头。
I'm a member of the body.
我是身体的肢体。
I get my supply from you through the body.
我借着身体能够得着从你来的
，
供应，
Amen.
借着身体上的其他的肢体。
Amen.
Amen.